Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with it. Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Hell, I know it's Muck and Fun Day. It's Monday. It's the 12th day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady would come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's fucking dry. That's all I can tell you, man. Ain't been a drop of moisture. It's sickening. Sickening. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Is Zelensky to headline U.S. Defense Industry Conference? Well, of course he is. Some fucking, I don't, what was he on, like, Dancing with the Stars or some kind of horse shit here. Or I can't remember what it was, but I mean, it's fucking over there. And this is such a goddamn clusterfuck of goofiness that it's amazing. But we're going to listen. We're going to see what this fucking has to say. We'll be right back. Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Master Zelensky. I mean, where did this son of a bitch come from? Have you ever seen this prick? Zelensky to headline U.S. Defense Industry Conference. Really? You're going to head a fucking conference in the United States? You fucking foreign fuck. You're not welcome here. As an American national and fucking the people with the fucking authority over this fucking phony ass goddamn corporation, I tell you that fucker ain't welcome in this goddamn country. And I'm sure that the fucking majority of the people in this country would fucking back me to the fucking wall. I mean, the fucking just in your fucking, in your fucking face. This is From the Hill. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Ukrainian president and fucking clown, Zelensky will address U.S. defense contractors. Well, there you go. There's the whole fucking cabal right there. You got Zelensky and U.S. fucking defense contractors. With no fucking authority whatsoever from we the people to fucking be handing our goddamn fucking fortune of our country over to a bunch of goddamn fascist pig motherfuckers. But here, oh yeah, well, who said he was? Oh, Biden said it. You motherfuckers, your days are coming. We'll address U.S. defense contractors later this month when he headlines the annual Future Force Capabilities Conference and Exhibition hosted by the National Defense Industrial Association. Zelensky is scheduled to speak at the event this September 21st. According to the program for the event available on the NDIA's website, Ukraine Minister of Defense is also scheduled to speak that day. With a fucking American national, a man who doesn't like the fact that all our fucking money is being, Well, not our money, our wealth. It ain't the money is fucking bullshit. But the wealth of our country is being transferred to fucking Ukraine, to the goddamn Biden mafia led by Hunter Biden, right in front of our fucking faces. But we want redress for our grievances. We're guaranteed in our first article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. In the first article, we are guaranteed redress for our grievances. I got a fucking grievance! And no way to get redress for it. Except for the second article. That's where we're fucking at, people. They bring this fucking little faggot fucker here. He can come over and talk to the goddamn fucking your Congress or just like fucking, what the hell was his name over there in fucking Israel. Not Sharon, but, it's the man Netanyahu. Thank you. Coming over and addressing our fucking Congress. You couldn't even get a fucking email through. You can't get a letter through. You cannot speak to what's that which is supposed to be your fucking representative. But these motherfuckers from foreign countries, these foreign kings, can come in here and fucking, hey buddy, we're the fucking kings here. We're the sovereign nationals of this goddamn country. We need to wipe these motherfucking goddamn corporate cocksuckers out. They don't know their fucking place. But I mean, here comes this son of a bitch here. I'm gonna be scheduled to speak in the event 21st. Yeah, I gotta schedule me in there. I want some more of your fucking money while your people go hungry living under the goddamn freeway underpasses. I think it's real fucking funny. Especially when we're doing it in the name of goddamn fascism. Too sickening to talk about. For the event available on NDIA's website, Ukraine Minister of Defense is also scheduled to speak that day. Well, yeah, whoever in fucking Ukraine wants to come over here and talk to these treasonous pieces of fucking human dog shit that have nothing to do with we the people. They do not represent we the people. They have no authority in this fucking country. But if you want to come speak to them, fuck man, I tell you, no problem if you ain't an American national. Because an American national pin your ass against the wall. And say, motherfucker, this is called the Bill of Rights. This is what you can and cannot fucking do. Why are you doing this? And they have no answer. And they do not have the fucking goddamn wherewithal to back it up either, people. Which again brings it back to us. Why is it happening? Because we're fucking allowing it. News of the appearances was first reported by Reuters, which noted that the officials will speak via radio link. Zelensky is expected to appeal for more weapons for his country during his speech, the outlet added. Our God, you remember when they were fucking, they were coming up on the end of that last phony fucking selection, goofy ass motherfucking foreign fucking occupation, fucking put on fucking treasonous election. When they were coming up on the end of it, it was infrastructure. Infrastructure. How many times in a row? It's kind of be like the border issue was before, but now they've just said, fuck it, the border's open. It's come on in, one and all, come in, get in here. We need you to build armies to beat the American people down and take what belongs to them. And then every election fucking cycle, here it come. We're going to secure the borders. 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 And now you're coming up with this fucking shit here. Epstein pills weapons for his country. Where every fucking, let's see, what was I talking about? I lost it. News of the appearance was first reported by Reuters, which noted that the official will speak via radio link, expected to appeal for more weapons for his country during his speech. The outlet now. We were talking about the goddamn shovel ready projects. Remember Obama? Go look at your goddamn roads. Think of it in fucking real terms. I mean, how much damage does that do to the vehicle that you fucking pay, that you own and pay for, when you are paying enough to fucking pave those roads with fucking silver? But there has not been one goddamn scoop. Only fucking road construction I've seen is they cut down 97 there. They cut fucking big trenches because the lake is so fucking low to get water over into that rich man's goddamn field. That's the only fucking construction I have seen. But, I mean, how many, it's getting to be just like the goddamn, jobs. It's fucking shovel ready. We're gonna do infrastructure. We're gonna infrastructure. There ain't no infrastructure spending. There ain't no fucking road projects or fixing. None of the roads are fixed. They're fucking shit. They'll tear your fucking car all to hell. I mean, that's what the big talk was at the end of the election, if you remember correctly. And all of a sudden, infrastructure spending turned into fucking, giving transvestites or faggots fucking operations in the military to make them fucking men into fucking women. I mean, that's infrastructure now, people. You set this shit, and this is what you're gonna fucking get. You're gonna continue to get the same shit until you say no. Count on it. Where was I here? News of the Ukraine's president's speech to the NDIA, whose membership includes defense industry giants. Here's who he's going to talk to about our fucking taking more of our fucking goddamn wealth to give to fucking Ukraine. Here's who he's coming to talk to, people. Who? Here's who counts. Here's who these motherfuckers represent. And you know, these son of a bitches only make up a fucking teeny, tiny, tiny, tiny fucking handful. But here they are, industry giants like Raytheon, Technologies, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics comes as Kiev looks to fend off Russia's invasion as it drags through its 6 month my fucking ball sack. We just did the other day, you know, we're talking about how much money Russia's made off its fucking oil. We embargoed them. That was to hurt them. That was to hurt their war effort. And they made fucking way tons of fucking money it was just a way to reroute the fucking goddamn oil until the fucking, you know, Russia's selling it to fucking Europe. You're supposed to be in on this goddamn embargo. Who's getting fucked by these embargoes, people? Who's getting fucked by them, huh? Is it the Russians? No. It's the fucking Americans. These treasonous lying scum. They signed these fucking papers and then fucking, it's $8 a gallon for fucking regular gasoline now. Oh, really? You say, what happened to the fucking people in this country? You should have went fucking, how much is their shit worth? Now, you know, petroleum industry. Oh, we're gonna fuck you hard. Bend over and get ready to take it. No Vaseline, you're getting it hard. Then you just poke your fucking head up, look around you and see how much, all you see is shit that belongs to them, isn't it? You ain't got the fucking cojones? You could make $8 a gallon too expensive for them, is what you could do real fucking easy. But you'd have to do it, you're working within the law, these motherfuckers are outlaws. They are working outside the fucking law of the fucking Superior fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. They are fucking taking from us without due process of the fucking law. They've taken our fucking oil. That's what gets me. They take our fucking oil without due process of the law, which we're guarant fucking teed. And then they put it on the international fucking market and bring it back and sell it to us at fucking absorbent prices. At the same time, under the guise that they're doing this to hurt fucking Russia with embargoes, and we're paying it fucking $8 a gallon for fucking goddamn regular gasoline, and we're putting up, what gets me is we're putting up with it. Goddamn, I remember the 70s, fucking people did not put up with it. I think it went up 79 cents a gallon, that's when the fucking pump started coming out of the ground. But yeah, I mean, somebody's peeking in on me. They're watching everywhere. Well, turn their fucking cameras off. How? Turn the electricity off. Never thought about that. Goddamn, everybody's supposed to wear a mask. How they could identify anybody is beyond fucking me. But you have the right to fight! You have a right to offensively fucking attack these goddamn criminal son of a bitches that are violating the law! It is not only your right, it's your goddamn duty to enforce that law. Even if you get killed doing it. Not you motherfuckers. Not this new generation, man. I'll take it. Oh, ow. Oh, God, I'm getting hurt. I'll take it. Oh, God, yes. Oh, you fucking punks. Land of the home of the free, land of the brave. What a fucking joke. 8 defense contractors, including Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics, attended a meeting at the Pentagon in April to discuss how the U.S. could speed up production to help Ukraine fend off Moscow's war. And fuck you. You don't get to just sit up there and declare this is Moscow's war. This is Harvey's Mountain. You fucking cocksuckers. We know who you are. You have no jurisdictional authority. That's why jurisdictional authority was fucking created. So that pissants couldn't, these petty little fucking little dictators couldn't just pop up like they are in every state in this fucking union. Or in every municipality. I got a mandate over here from the fucking thing of turning the water off or some kind of shit. Hey, we're going to mandate. Hey, fucking, you know what, cocksucker? You're lucky you shut that motherfucker down. You'd have been showing me your goddamn authority for a fucking mandate. Or you'd been eating a mandamus. And I wouldn't have left it off it there. You try that fucking shit here, you will fucking be challenged. You don't mandate shit. You do not have the authority to mandate anything to any individual free sovereign American national. None! And the only way you can get it is through the common law courts you got rid of. And don't you, man, I heard a thing on fucking Jeopardy the other day. I listened to Jeopardy and they go that the lawyers can also serve as the judges to these certain courts, and it was small claims courts. That's a fucking lie. No, they cannot. That's just something you pulled out of your fucking ass. A small claims court judge has to be fucking elected by the people and cannot be a professional in the law. You lying motherfuckers. And then put it on, you know what, fuck Jeopardy. They have been putting more fucking propaganda, lying son of a bitch, and they're communists to the fucking max. And then they put up there, well, I seen it on Jeopardy, man. Like my grandson, you know, fucking the teacher had been to Iraq, told him that they went there to put, you know, to install democracy. And you know, people watch fucking Jeopardy and they expect the right goddamn answer up there. Well, that was a fucking lie. Why? I mean, I guess it covered that moratorium that they could not fucking use propaganda used to cover place things like Jeopardy, because that's a fucking lie. And I tell everybody I see that the fucking Jeopardy is turning into a communist fucking lie machine. Is the goddamn Chinese writing your fucking questions now, you sons of bitches? You get your fucking fag whore up there fucking running the joint. And your fucking highest winner is a fucking goddamn transvestite. You want to, hey, shut that son of a bitch off, people. Put him out of business. I'm not going to fucking watch it. I'm not going to watch your fucking lies. But again, lies. Every which, look at it from every angle. But I mean, to try to put it up, so I said, fuck you, Jeopardy. You're just a fucking game show. I mean, you fucking try to make yourself fucking look, you're a grouse. Try to make yourself look like a big old fucking chicken. You're just a fucking little teeny tiny little fucking thing. You're nothing. And then for doing that, you fucking got put yourself on the liars list on the fucking, you know, actually during the Nuremberg trials, propagandists were fucking hung by the neck until dead. And it's coming again. You fucking people can think you whatever you fucking want, but it's coming. It cannot not come. The people are too sick of your asses. We're sick of watching. You think you could just sit there just every day. You come out there at you, Biden. God almighty, you fucking, you know, I don't know how I can come to hate somebody with no brain. It's like hating the straw man on the Wizard of Oz. But I hate that motherfucking kike. I mean, what the fuck is he? He's a Mick motherfucker. Hey, you Mick motherfucker. And he always likes to look like he's trying to act tough. You fucking go get the shit changed out of your diaper, bitch. You're nothing. You're less than nothing. I mean, goddamn it, people. The people of this country just don't even get it. There's a goddamn, 30,000 fucking troops. I said, have fucking possession of your fucking capital in your goddamn White House right now. Constantina, wire up. You stay back, fucking peasant, from the fucking rulers. You got it? And you accept this shit. Truly disgusting. The U.S. has committed $15.2 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration, including $14.5 billion since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. On Thursday, you know how you never hear this? You know, it used to be they at least pretended that there was two sides to every fucking story. What you hear now is nothing but pure fucking propaganda. Nothing but. On Thursday, the U.S. unveiled a $675 million weapons package to Ukraine, including additional high-mobility artillery rocket systems, additional high-speed anti-radiation missiles, and more than 5,000 anti-armor systems, among other equipment. So, I mean, if you're Ukrainian, man, you're being represented in the United States. I mean, God, what would that should be enough. Taxation without representation. That's, I mean, when you, the little kid, when they first start telling you the big fucking stories, the big fucking lies, they start, the first thing they teach you. The war was over taxation without representation. Bullshit. Well, I mean, such bullshit. That's such bullshit. And because you're a little kid and you don't know no goddamn better, man, you're sitting there and the son of a bitch that taught you, he don't know much better than you do. Unless you do happen to hit a good teacher, which I did a couple times. But I mean, the son of a bitches are teaching you taxation without representation. You show me where the American people in this country are represented one tiny fucking iota. The fucking goddamn third world motherfuckers coming across our southern border have representation. We don't. We put our shoulder to the grindstone and we fucking, you know, they get the sweat from our fucking bodies is handed over to fucking foreigners by these dirty, rotten, low-down, communist, fascist, goddamn, what the fuck is it? Capitalist motherfuckers! That's your capitalism. How much are the churches making down there on the border, boys? You know the ones that are in violation of the first article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791? There will be no fucking joinder of church and state, but by God, that's all there fucking is. They're getting huge grants. They own so much fucking property down there from the facilities they have built on your goddamn back so that they can bring motherfuckers in to take your shit. Never since the goddamn first tanking of this country. I mean, shit, man. The Indians got fucking glass beads. We'll get a big pile of fucking paper that's worthless to wipe your fucking ass on. And they expect us to, oh, dang, they got us. It ain't going to be that fucking way because the one thing we got that the Indians didn't have, and that's about a couple billion fucking guns and other fucking armaments that you don't know about. We are going to blow your fucking ass clear out of fucking North America. And anybody that goes along with you, son of a bitches. Anybody that advocates for fucking communism, socialism, any kind of collectivism, because collectivism goes against the individualism that is guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. The Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. So, what you're doing is committing sedition. When you push for a collective that can overrule the fucking individual anywhere but in a common law court. And see, the collective, the part of the government, it can't be, you can't come in our courts. The courts belong to the people. In your fiduciary fucking role, you know, like, Secretary Clinton or what might have you. No, you can't come in as secretary. You have to come in as, fucking shit, Clinton. You, as in your individual capacity. And I'm in my individual capacity because there's no way the founders of this fucking land meant for the one free man to have to face the whole power of the whole fucking United States. Which is what they have done when the queen, that fat bitch, good riddance, man. I can't. I hope you're rotten already, you bitch. But when the goddamn admiralty law was brought here by the fucking Brits, by that fucking cunt, that queen, and you look at it on every fucking thing you pick up from one of them, lawyer esquire. An esquire is a fucking royal fucking goddamn title. It's just below a fucking knight. Plain and simple. It's not our goddamn, instead of being run under our fucking system of government, which is the Bill of Rights, the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, it is being run under a fucking international admiralty like we're at sea. I mean, we're not even on the goddamn water, and these motherfuckers are using the law of the fucking sea. Not that we, is it because we don't have law for the land? We have absolute law for the land that forbids law of the sea on the land. But again, man, it comes down to us. What's the problem, people? We're fucking allowing it. We're going to continue to allow it. I see it, man. When those Georgians, all those years ago, when they fucking were pulling those fucking Russians out of those fucking tanks, and I'm going, God, our people never go that far. You know, I'm thinking, you know, not only am I thinking that we're fucking Americans, but we got goddamn guns. And old Bill Petter says, you watch and see. Yeah, they will. They'll do anything before they fucking step up to the fucking hazard. It's fucking, he goes, they'll do anything to keep from getting in a fight. They're cowards. And he was right. I mean, for the cowardly nation, I'm trying to think of who was the coward, man. Really, really popular. Oh, coward. Oh, damn, man, there's nobody that fits the bill. But the fucking bottom line is cowardice. Coward. That used to fucking, I mean, if somebody would call you a coward, that would burn. That'd be enough to start a fight. If you didn't fight, you were a coward. That was for goddamn sure. But I mean, right now you just, everybody, you're a bunch of fucking cowards. You don't got the goddamn balls that God gave a fucking hummingbird. You just don't. You don't have the goddamn ambition, the drive. You take this fucking shit from these mutts. I mean, I look at them. I look at fucking Biden. I look at Blumenthal. I look at all of these fucking, on the other side, dude, Trump. These calls. These motherfuckers in the goddamn real world that I live in, they couldn't get a job digging a fucking ditch. Nobody'd want them. They're too fucking goofy. They talking up on Trump. I just don't like his lips. Fuck you, liar. And once you lied to somebody, it used to be in our world, you lied to somebody, they weren't fucking going to listen to you again. Hell, they do it. Goddamn, I mean, they used to wait about every fucking 20 fucking years to try another fucking scam to rip you off. Another fucking lie. Now, hell, it's every guy. As soon as that lie's done, they started the same lie again right over right in front of your fucking eyes and tell you they're doing it. Because you know what? They know you ain't going to do nothing because you're fucking cowards. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well. Send these bastards back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war. They won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, broadswords swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a powder shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Cameron. I sit here, man, and I can't fucking believe it. When I first started doing this, man, I was so enthused. I said, fuck, they just don't know. If you can get out there, if you can get the Bill of Rights out there and people can understand how simple it is and how simple the fact is that they're the fucking rulers of this country. They don't have to. They can fucking put every one of them to the fucking sword. And do it lawfully. And be actually fucking supporting the fucking law that they put in place. I mean, I was so enthused. I mean, you gotta explain it. And man, I've always answered every question and done everything I could to explain it. Man, and people do understand. But I mean, I never thought I'd see my people take this kind of shit. Ever. In my life. I mean, I sit here and I watch it daily, like that slimy fucking Biden, that smirky little, that little nothing. He's a nothing. What could he fucking do to anything? He fucking couldn't squash a fucking fly, man. But I mean, they're sitting there saying, yeah, Biden's handing another 40 million over here and another 100 million over there, 1.5 trillion over here. Yeah, we're just doing it and fuck you. And the people are taking the fuck you. A sludge pours from Mississippi sinks. Biden administration seeks $13 billion more for Ukraine. I mean, this is just it over and over. How can this one motherfucker, Trump, he was a prick, talk sucker, and he was a goddamn king of the Jews. But everything, there was a fight, but it's because the judges have all been fucking replaced with communist fucking judges, man. There's no, I mean, everything that, they did that on purpose too. Because he could have done the same thing. He could have had the military arrest these motherfuckers. I mean, their crimes are so blatant. But I mean, the whole thing is, you know, yeah, oh, he's going to do DACA, guys. As he said, he's going to, what do you mean there's a court challenge? Goddamn, what are you talking about? Well, it's an administrative admiralty court, so these people have fucking common law rights in it that you don't have being a fucking American national. That's all. You know, fucking in every fucking thing. Anything that was fucking for the fucking people was fuck you. Oh, I'm sorry, a judge said no. A judge can't say no. When you're, I mean, if it would have been an attack with the Bill of Rights, just the fucking Bill of Rights, and then fucking said, this is being fucking violated, this is being, arrest these people, arrest this, remove this agency. This is a non-governmental agency and it's violating the law. You cannot be fucking argued that it's violating the law. No, they ain't gonna do that. You are gonna have to get off your fucking dead ass and you are gonna have to go fight like your forefathers did. And you ain't even got some rich fucks that are going to tell you to go do it. Because the rich fucks are the ones that are fucking you. They've got it all down. They're going to be the ruling class. You're going to be the goddamn serfs like in old England. Is that what you want? Well, I got guns and stuff. Well, you got to use them, buddy. I don't care what you got. You got to have the fucking balls to use it. It don't count. Anyway, here we are. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In late August, Jackson, Mississippi experienced a high level of rainfall causing a key pump at the already failing O.B. Curtis Water Treatment Plant to fail. The plant provided more than 180,000 people with drinking water, and since its failure, all of those people have been without water. So we have a fucking, I mean, this is a pretty drastic thing. This is United States. These are fucking Americans, right? But no, we don't have no goddamn. We cannot fix that. We have Ukraine. We live to serve the Ukraine. I mean, goddamn, you go from the fucking Jews to the Khazarians. I mean, and this shows they're all as one. I mean, I don't give a fuck with nobody. I said that before. I know probably pissed a lot of people off. I do not give a fuck. A Jew. Those motherfuckers have enjoyed a better standard of living in my country all my fucking life. Not even a quarter of the population. But then somehow they end up with fucking everything and end up in positions of power with dual citizenship. Something that's unheard of on this planet. Yeah, I ain't, no. We're not going to separate the pepper from the fly shit from the pepper boys. You might as well fucking forget it. And all you fucking Judeo-Christians, you fucking want to go in the ground with them cocksuckers. Just stand there and take it. Stand there and fight us. Because that's where your ass is going, you treasonous son of a bitches. You fucking serve the king of another country. You don't even know what goddamn planet you're on. Let alone the fucking international laws that apply here. You're serving a foreign king. That's goddamn treason. That'll put a rope around your fucking neck, stupid.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? I just got on about a minute ago. You were talking about that frickin' king again and the queen?
Yeah, well, kind of a little
boy,
bit.
Boy, I tell you, I'm tired of it already on the news. You know, that's ridiculous. He's nothing but a frickin' blowbag, and like you said on the other show, he should crawl up her and go in a grave with her. I mean, I'm tired of it already. I mean, they try to. They're the ones that we had a fight against, right? Way back in the day.
That's what I heard. How come you're?
Yeah,
you're pushing some heavy watts. What are you on?
Oh no, I'm just on a cell phone.
Well, that's an awful loud cell phone, man.
Really?
You're maximizing.
Well, I'm on a speaker too.
Huh?
I'm on a speakerphone. Let me get off the speakerphone. Maybe that'll do it.
Okay. Let's try that.
Let's see here. Well, I don't even know how the heck to do that here. Off the speaker. There's no... No, I'll just back off. How's that? A little better?
Not an ounce of change in it.
Oh. Well, I can't get off the dang on speaker.
Huh. Well, maybe you can work on it for next time.
Next time. I'm blowing you away, huh?
Well, yeah, you're maxing my VUs. Everything. You're maxing everything on the system. But anyway.
Oh, okay. All right, Hank, I'll talk to you later.
I want to ask you something. Did you call over here to the city hall?
No, not me.
Okay. That wasn't you.
No, not me.
Okay.
I'm in Pennsylvania, Hank. I'm way away from you.
Well, so
we got our own problems over here with our city hall.
Do you? You're going to call them?
Oh, yeah. City hall, city council, bunch of freaking morons, I'll tell you that.
I hear you, brother. Anyways, yeah, there's something in the background, too. I can hear, like, a radio playing. Is that your speakers? Probably. Oh, she muted you. You can't even answer me. Anyways, yeah, if you'd work on that, I'd appreciate it. Because it blows everything in here. Everything's maxed out, and it's not where we want like it to be. And anyway, we're talking about sludge pours from the Mississippi sinks. Biden seeks $13 billion more for fucking Ukraine. Yeah, well, that's what you want to do, people. Ukraine is what is important. I mean, can just sit down there, just in your goddamn chair, pull your fucking head out of your ass and pull your fucking mind together and say, how can we possibly be giving all of these billions of dollars to Ukraine when we have people living under goddamn freeways, the underpasses. When we have people living under the underpasses going hungry, that are U.S. nationals that can trace their fucking lineage back to the beginning of this country. How is that possible? When we're supposed to be the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country, you talk to your people, I talk to my people. And I tell you, nobody's for it. You got 10 to 20 fucking percent that are doing this. They're trashing this fucking country. They got like this theft. This is goddamn right in your fucking face fucking theft. No more money. No more. You, in fact, give back what you got. We want all the fucking equipment back. We want the equipment back from Afghanistan. We want the equipment back from Iraq. You dirty motherfuckers, we see what you're doing. You're not going to break us to build a fucking army to kill us, you son of a bitches. But then again, you men got to have some goddamn balls to go out and stop it, too. And don't tell me you can't. Because I fucking know better. In late August, Jackson, Mississippi experience, we already went over that. Last week, the pressure in the lines was restored, but the water running through the lines is not drinkable and more closely resembles toxic sludge or motor oil than it does water. And I've seen, like, on these things in Appalachians and stuff, you would not believe what the fucking, the American National is fucking, they're trying to get us back down to like the people were in the 20s and 30s. The people would take shit. I mean, I've watched the things, and they just sit there, just in apathy. I mean, fuck apathy, man. You'll see savagery. You'll see fucking goddamn a couple of billion fucking guns going off in your fucking face. We're not going to be run over and treated like goddamn dogs in our country. It belongs to us, and we're taking it back. Everything you've stolen, you're giving it back, son of a bitch. So get used to the fucking idea. And you are going to leave this fucking country. If you're lucky. If not, you're gonna hang in this fucking country. Or you're gonna fucking do some swimming. One of the fucking three, buddy. But I mean, fucking, I think this is what they're pushing for. I mean, I see people fucking taking shit. How can you take? I would rather be dead than take that shit. But you fucking, you just, I mean, when I watch the old movies, you know, like the old documentaries of the fucking, of the old financial crash of the 30s and the 20s, depression, yeah, goddamn it, depression. I watched it, and I watched these people, man, and these are Americans. And well, these aren't Americans. These can't be fucking Americans. You got, I mean, you got fucking like probably 20,000 of them, and you got fucking, you know, a couple of hundred fucking cops beating them around, tossing them around, kicking them around. Where are your fucking guns? Well, everybody's got a gun now, so we got no fucking excuses. We bring fucking, we'll bring 250,000 people to town and we'll occupy that fucking town, won't we? Send your 200 fucking pigs. They can be the first thing that goes up on the fucking lampposts. The thing here is, I heard a while back that they were looking at their fucking think tanks. Find out why they couldn't do that now what they could do then. Why the people just wouldn't just, I'm just so hungry. I'm on my knees begging. I'm begging you, rich man. Give me enough money to starve to death on. And I'll work from dusk till dawn. But that's what it did disgust the hell out of me. I mean, I've been always all my life, man. I just thought the fucking, you could, don't fuck with Americans. Anyone that fucked with this American got a fight. And I mean, the places I went, the people fucking, we hook it out all the fucking time. I mean, people fight at the drop of a fucking hat. People got shot at the drop of a fucking hat. And then I seen these goddamn things, and you know, I'm watching these documentaries. And I wanted to fucking see it. You know what? How in the hell did they? How did they have these same kind of financial crisis? Which we're in a deep, 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 deep depression right now. How did they have this, and how did the people handle it? How come the people just didn't fucking? How did the goddamn Rockefellers, the Carnegies, and all these cocksuckers survive? I mean, they're sitting up there in their castles eating fucking caviar. Why these people are so fucking down driven that they're fucking starving to death? How did that occur? And I see the people and I see their faces, and it was just like watching that video I watched on the goddamn Chinese. They were without hope because they had nothing behind their eyes. They had no personality. They had no individuality. They'd been pumped in here. There were most of them were fucking Irish and shit. They've been pumped in here from other countries. They didn't know what the fucking Bill of Rights was. That's what happened to the Bill of Rights people. You think about it, during the Civil War, how many fucking Irish were pumped in here to fight for the fucking North? Foreigners in here come to fucking fight the American nationals. Against the American nationals, and they don't even know. You'd say Bill of Rights, say, huh? They wouldn't have a fucking clue. And they didn't have a clue clear up until like the mining wars, I told you, like my grandfather participated. They didn't have a fucking clue. They did not know who they were. They did not know that fucking coal that they were fucking fighting to try to get enough money just to eat. From the company store, the company didn't own the goddamn mountain. If it was handed over to them, it was taken from you without due process of the law. Had to be. Show me the due process of the law where that cocksucker got the mountain of coal. Show it to me. Where it went from the fucking possession of we the people to the possession of some fucking goddamn oligarch from another fucking country. Show it to me. Otherwise, it belongs to me. I always compared it to like, you know, coming to you own a couple of hundred acres of fucking tall timber. And somebody comes up and says, well, you know what? I'll pay you $5 an hour to cut them trees down and limb them. And I'll pay your buddy over there $5 to load them on my trucks. And that's what you're fucking doing. You're getting nothing for the timber. Oh, your part is you get to get paid for working for me to take your fucking resource. That's what it's been, people. And people got used to it. They got my pride. I go down. I get my check. I work hard. He's working man hands, and I work hard for my check, and I pay my taxes. because I'm a good American. You're a goddamn fool. You're a stupid son of a bitch. You are the problem with this fucking country. You fucking idiot. It belongs to us. It's always belonged to us. With what has been stolen, we could take a 100-year vacation, even with the amounts of people that are on this goddamn planet. Because it's been stole from every fucking people on this planet. Who the fuck just decided that just a handful of them, fuck them, although just a handful of us own this right here. Where did it all begin? Where was the first fucking contract fucking made or whatever was supposed to convey fucking ownership of the land to any son of a bitch? These motherfuckers sit down. I told you I watched that fucking series. These son of a bitches just fucking, they came in, they had money, and they built a few buildings, and they ran it like a goddamn, you know, they buy some fucking people that would shoot people, and fucking they run, and you know, like a silver strike or what might have you, they'd be right on top of it. They'd sit down, and then pretty soon they'd get big enough until they were going to be annexed into a fucking county or a fucking state. And when they're annexed into the county and state, these low-life, murdering, dirtiest son of a bitches in town. Well, it looks like we're going to get annexed. Let's all go meet over to the goddamn saloon there and decide what we're going to do. In annexation, you're talking about all the lands around there that belong to all the people. No, these fucking four or five fuckers will go over there and sit down and say, I guess I'll be the mayor. And it's just like what happened in this country. This is what happened after fucking the surrender of Cornwallis. You had goddamn John Adams come up and say, let's declare a king. In light of that, let's get a Prussian prince to fucking rule us. Who the fuck are these people? The people just fought a war for freedom and independence. That's what it all started for before the cocksuckers hijacked it. But then again, they sat down and did the same fucking thing, people. They sent their fucking, their rich merchants, their good old boys, the ones that the people in the colonies rose up against. And they sent them son of a bitches there and they sat down and, who's going to be senator? Amongst us thieves here, because that's all that we, you're not talking about a fucking vote of the people. Like I said, forming a government in the middle of an uprising, that's a fucking, it's a ludicrous idea. It's ludicrous. It can't happen. So what they just did, what I'm saying here, they just sit down, yeah, okay, yeah, George, yeah, you're president, man, yeah, hey, how you like it, bro? Yeah, Hancock, yeah, you're gonna be treasurer, how you like it, bro? Yeah, cool, yeah, right. Everybody agree, yeah, oh yeah, man, I'm getting my kickback. I mean, this is what they did. This wasn't no fucking action of we the people, and we the people never fucking condoned it. We never gave fucking permission for that fucking goddamn, we didn't get permission for a confederacy, and we didn't get permission for a goddamn federal government. The only thing we participated in was that fucking, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And we are the judicial authority of this goddamn country. They say, we rule with the people's consent. You're a lying son of a bitch. You do not have the people's consent. You have the people's contempt. The people want to fucking hack your head off. They want to hang you for the treasonous cocksuckers you are. But to claim you rule with the consent of the people is bullshit. And then sitting at the same time, Biden, that goddamn that wormy mother little shit face, shit ass motherfucker. I dropped three bombs on America. You do it, mother. Do it, you fucking old prick. Hey, you know what, Obama, you fucking dick-sucking little... ain't going to bother you. I got to think it's going to bother you. Shit, there ain't nothing bother. There ain't nothing lower than you are, you son of a bitch. But hey, you and your old man, fucking Michael, can go suck shit, too. You are not... You go ahead and do it, you motherfucker. I dare you. You are a cunt. You've always been a cunt. You fucking a sorry-ass con man. And it shows how the sorry-ass goddamn people in this country and how weak-minded they are, that they fell for your shit like they did Donald Trump's. You both are just sorry-ass con men. I mean, you come fucking talking. I mean, you think you're slick or something? I'm a fucking mountain man up in the goddamn mountains. I can hear your fucking lies one right on top of the other and you're contradicting yourself. Are you really that fucking stupid? Yes, you are. But you do have our fucking Capitol occupied in our goddamn White House, people. We can't allow this. We have to take our country back. We have to toss every one of these motherfuckers out or kill them. Hang them or kill them or hit the ocean. That's our only choice. Get rid of every fucking one of them. And then we can have a fucking goddamn our autonomy back, which means our common law courts, which means any business. I don't care what fucking business is. We can transact it through our common law courts. That's what they were set up for us, because that we started the war. That's what we started it for. So we could be autonomous, so we could be free, so some son of a bitch across the sea didn't think they owned us like they do. Like some fucking gook right now thinks he owns you because he's got your goddamn birth certificate. We have got to shut these motherfuckers down in a hard way. Three nuclear bombs? This fucker said he would do that. He would drop three nuclear bombs inside the continental United States on the people! Wake the fuck up! Not only do they not represent you, they fucking despise your fucking ass. They want you out of here. You know why? Because you hold the paperwork. This is your goddamn country. Everything they've done has been in violation of the Supreme Spirit, Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, because they have not provided due process of the law, and they have claimed to have taken this fucking country and sell it to fucking goddamn foreigners. Wake the fuck up. That's about all I can take of this. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about it! This is The Word from the Trenches.